This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming the CEO guru of Truth Social, a new social media site that I have learned over these last weeks is aiming not for the well-known and controversial Twitter, but for the extremely well-known and addictive TikTok and more. In other words, a combination of social media sites I don't know much about until I welcome Devin Nunes teaching me these things. Devin, a very good evening to you. The first thing is that you've told me in our conversations about Truth Social, as it's putting itself together and rolling out features, that you're looking to aim towards a TikTok feel. And I didn't know what that meant. I pretended to know, but I didn't. So I spent some time on TikTok in these last days. It's addictive. I mean, how can you not look at a kitten stuck in a dishwasher, right? It's funny. And then I saw how on True Social, there are these little video packages that are either funny or odd or strange or compelling. And I found myself the other day while flipping through it, this young man named Inman was making video packages out of what appear to be CCTV observations of people's strange behavior, like one young woman running to greet her beloved, I imagine. You have to sort of build a story because it's all silent. And she leaps just as he ducks down to catch her, and she knocks him down. It's that nobody's hurt, but it was odd. And then Inman comes on and is very clever in his commentary. That must be what TikTok's like, because I kept watching it and I looked for the next one. Have I got it right, Devin? Good evening to you.
Well, thanks, John. Yeah, True Social, we're trying to make social media fun again, and this was a big week for us. Just for your listeners to know that we released the ability to access it via any device anywhere, so, or in the U.S. at least. But you can now go to a web browser, go to truthsocial.com, and you can sign up and get an account. So we're welcoming all kinds of new people that are coming to the platform for the first time this week. So it's a lot of fun to have new blood, new energy. And one of the folks that you mentioned was this Inman guy who came on board. Looks like he's very sophisticated at videos. Steve Inman is his name. And he's just become a hit on True Social. And not that I didn't know this. I was very well aware, which is why I left Congress to go and do this, because of my involvement early on at Rumble and Parler and watching how the big tech tyrant social media platforms were essentially suppressing conservatives or suppressing content that they didn't like. And this is a guy who is obviously really very funny, but does it from more of a center-right, pro-law enforcement way about him, the packages, the little video packages that he puts together. So, you know, and I'm not sure if he's going to do this, but he announced, I think, on the other platforms that he's not going to be posting on those platforms pretty soon, and to go find him at True Social. And look, he's just taken off. I think he's already over, I don't know, 30,000 followers, and he gets all kinds of interaction. You're exactly right, John. It's very addictive because he's just obviously very talented, and that's, you know, part of what it's not just about having a place that is that people can speak free of political censorship, but also a place where people can social network and have fun things that they do. Like, you know, yesterday I put up. Blueberries are now in season out in Central Valley of California. My daughters went out and picked blueberries, so I put a picture of the blueberries on Truth Social. So that's the type of stuff that we want to see. We don't, you know, we're not just looking to be a place where people go for politics, but also where people feel free to post things of their everyday life and post funny memes. And I'll tell you, there's dozens and dozens and dozens of these really talented video makers and meme makers that are just, it's just a lot of fun to be on True Social.
One of those talented meme makers is a well-to-do, well-known man named Musk. And in these last days, Musk has been using a meme that I believe you contributed to at some point in the past. He took that meme and then turned it into a talented way of talking about Twitter as it's all bots. So it isn't just video makers who use memes on Truth. It's also Elon Musk, and we can imagine anybody else is welcome there. It's all, I don't find any of it vulgar or upsetting or alarming or threatening the way I did at Twitter when I used to hang out over there, I mean, a couple of years ago. It was always, the environment at Twitter was you were always about to get ambushed. The environment at True Social, so far, from what I see, Devin, is that there's an attempt to be witty. Even if the communicating politics, there's an attempt to be witty about it.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And John, just to be fair, Elon Musk posted that on, that was a tweet that he posted up of a meme. And then what happened is many people started posting that tweet over to True Social. So they turned it into a truth. And what was interesting about it, and this is kind of interesting for this week of all weeks, it happened to be when I released the Nunes memo that essentially outed the Clinton, Fusion GPS, DNC, all of their involvement behind the really dirty operation that led to the Russia hoax and the dark chapter of American history. But the one that Elon Musk used was clearly spam attacks on me when that memo was released. So it was kind of funny. He kind of wrapped in SpaceX, him being held hostage by the Twitter board, and the whole bot farm issue that's going on over at Twitter that myself and others have known about for a long time. So yeah, it was kind of funny, very creative, and I think people had a good time with it over on True Social. And of course, you know, we would love at some point for Elon Musk or whoever to come over to True Social. We're a wide open platform; anybody can join, and we take you don't have to have be a red card carrying a conservative Republican. We let anybody on. And in fact, we actually Tulsi Gabbard, a very well-known liberal politician, I actually served in Congress with her. She actually joined a couple weeks ago, and she posts there usually a couple times a day. So yeah, we're getting all stripes, and hopefully it stays a fun place to be.
An important new member of the True Social community I saw is Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, who represents a state that you'd have to say is critical going forward, Devin. It's not only the home of Truth Social and Rumble. It is the home of the very powerful and successful governor, Mr. DeSantis, the very powerful former president, Mr. Trump, and also the Walt Disney World controversy that is illustrative of what kind of trouble people get themselves into these days and then try to get themselves out of trouble. I'm thinking of how Walt Disney seems to have confused everybody with its stance over a recent controversy. But in any event, Marco Rubio's presence tells me that members of the party, Republican Party, find Truth Social a worthwhile way to communicate with the Republican Party. Now, I don't know everybody who's joined, but is that something that you've heard from your colleagues in the House and in the Senate, that they don't regard this as a negative to join Truth Social? They regard it as a positive way to communicate?
Well, I think now what you see happening, because we have so many people that are on the platform now, that you almost have to be there as an elected official, because there's millions of people on the platform. That if you're not there, you know, those, a lot of these people that are on are people who were banned or just quit, you just quit the other platforms. A lot of these people were banned from the other platforms. So, you know, if you want to talk to motivated people who don't want to be politically censored, you almost have to be there. Obviously, with Senator Rubio joining this week, is really phenomenal for us. Matter of fact, he had actually joined early on, and I think that maybe somehow we. You know, there were a lot of people trying to be fake Marco Rubios, and we didn't know which one was the real one. So we finally got to the bottom of that. And now he's posting regularly. But also important is that both True Social, the Trump Media and Technology Group that I'm the CEO of, and then in addition to Rumble, you know, we have both chose Florida as our home. So Florida really has become the capital of free speech. You know, we weren't about to go to Silicon Valley where most companies go. You know, we wanted to be in a state that's going to protect people's rights to not be politically censored. So it's exciting, not only to be in Florida, but obviously exciting to have one of our senators now that represents the headquarters of our company. Great to be on the platform, and you know, and that there's a lot of members of Congress that are now on I think all the House leadership is on the platform. And I look as we continue to add more and more people, it's just going to be a place where you're not going to be able to ignore it, because there's people on True Social that you're going to want to talk to. You know, if you're one of those types of people that, like, you know, as an elected official, not all elected officials engage in social media. Some have a small presence, but some are very good at it. And some have a lot of followers on the other platforms, and they're going to have to put True Social as one of their top places if they want to be influential with that kind of base of people who have been politically censored and been booted from the tech tyrant platforms.
Last puzzle. Has the Android connections was in the future? Is it still in the future? I think you said it was at the end of the month that you would be in the Google App Store. Is that, do I remember correctly?
Well, what we actually promised was by the end of the month that our web browser capabilities.
Oh, that's
would be
right.
Available.
It was a web browser, right.
Yeah, so now, you know, no matter what device you have, including, so we've had a lot of people that have Androids now have gone on and they can sign up and get the account. Eventually, we will be in the Google Play Store, which is what a lot of the Android people would like, because it would be an app. That is currently being built. I don't have a time frame for that now. But the good news is that no matter what device you have, you can definitely get on True Social. And it's kind of interesting. Many people who were on the Apple app, had the Apple app, now have the desktop version, and a lot of people actually like the desktop version even better, the web version even better. So a lot of people are very happy with the web version. Obviously, within, you know, from our perspective, we hope that that people use whatever device they have, that they can choose between the web version or the app.
One of the people who participate in True Social, someone I recommend everybody follow, is Margot Cleveland, who writes for The Federalist. And this week, Margot Cleveland has done everyone the favor of summarizing the Russiagate story, because a trial has started in the District of Columbia. Prosecutor is John Durham, and the defendant is an attorney who once worked with the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign. His name is Sussman. It's extremely complicated. And Margot Cleveland has done us all the favor of telling the story in as straightforward a fashion as possible with chronology in 2016. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Devin Nunes, who was involved in Russiagate once upon a time, to comment on what surprised him and what pleased him in the first week of the prosecution's case. And we've got 1 week to go. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.